This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Guys, just to flag that due to our travel arrangements, we've got a maximum of 5 minutes in here, so we'll get straight into it. Who would like to start? Tim, turn the mic. No mic, carry on. No. Just shout, Tim. No. Up there.
Gareth, a huge result tonight. Harry Kane will grab all the headlines. Was it fitting that he got what turned out to be the winning goal tonight? And Roberto Mancini has described him as the complete striker. Just how important has he been for you during your time as England boss?
Well, firstly, his overall performance tonight was outstanding. I thought he really dominated the centre-backs. His link play was really good. You could see right from the beginning of the game he was really on it. To break the record in the manner he did, given the recent history, was an indication of his strength of character and his mentality. And I couldn't be happier for him and his family. They're lovely people. He is a brilliant professional. And to do it as quickly as he has as well, with still, you know, a lot of his career still to go, is an incredible achievement. So, yeah, huge credit to him. The players gave him a brilliant reception afterwards, and I think that was a response to both the record and what he's just had to recover from as well.
Did he address the players in the change rooms after the game, and if so, was that an emotional moment, and what did he say?
He did. I can't remember, but doubtless it'll be on a video somewhere, because everything's bloody videoed these days and nothing stays in house. So, everybody recognised, players, staff, that this was a very special moment and historic moment, and he deserves every bit of praise he's going to get.
Charlie, next year.
Outstanding first half, Gareth. Very tough second half. Do you think in months or maybe years gone by, England would have ended up with a draw there? And what does that say about your team?
Yeah, we showed two sides, without a doubt. We had great control from the back in the first half. And whenever we broke through that first line of pressure, we looked really dangerous. And yeah, frankly, we should have had the game buried. It should have been 3-0 at half-time. If you start any half of football the way we started the second, you're going to be in trouble. And we conceded a really poor goal, several errors in the lead-up to it, decisions. And then, of course, the emotion of the whole evening changes. You're giving the crowd a lift, you're giving the opposition a lift. You've got to deal with momentum. We then have to deal with going down to 10. But actually, I think we found a way that we could be as compact as we could with extra energy to deal with that. So, yeah, in the end, they can reference something that they've had to grind and dig in away from home, which is hugely important, and given our record here is a massive result. But equally, we'd prefer more of the first half than the second.
Simon.
Starting a qualification with a victory in probably the hardest game. How important is it to build it on it against Ukraine? And will you make any changes to the squad? Obviously, Luke Shaw will be suspended.
Yeah, we'll have to have a think about the squad. But you're absolutely right. We have to go and get a result at Wembley now, because this will be a fantastic result if we win on Sunday. And that's exactly what we've said to the players straight after the game. Then Monday they can head off wherever they want. But it's going to be hard, because Ukraine have had no competitive game today. We've got to fly, we've got to recover, we've got quite a few knocks. So we're going to need Wembley at its most vocal and supportive on Sunday, because it will give us a huge lift. And if we can play as we did in the first half, then I'm sure the fans would enjoy that. But we're going to be playing against a very good team, and we've got to get that right.
Sorry, Sam, we'll finish with Jacob.
It's quite a surprise to see three players booked for time wasting. Also, what you made of the red card, the way that move developed with, was it maybe some naivety, not putting the ball out of play?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think we had an opportunity probably to break that passage up with Harry down, injured anyway. I thought several counter-attacks the other way that were stopped, that were obvious yellow cards, really. Yeah, there's no point me wasting energy on it. It's done. Referees have a really difficult job, and they're not going to benefit from me saying too much, so we have to move forward.
Sorry to cut it short, guys, but thanks for your understanding.
Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.